Eric, for my first question, how's the tour going so far, and what's going on with the band right now? You guys writing another album, you know, you guys have more shows coming up after this tour, and basically just what's going on with the band currently?
Yeah, so we're on the Carnage tour right now. We just started the U.S. leg last night in Glen Falls, New York, and tonight is New Jersey, and it's going great so far. We just actually got back from Australia where we did a couple shows over there in between the Canadian and the U.S. leg break. Yeah, it's going great. We're excited to be part of it and having a good old time. This will be the last touring we're doing for this record cycle. This fall we will be putting together some new ideas for a new record and hopefully be getting in the studio recording by December. So that's the plan right now. Yeah, we will be working on a new record for it, like a May, June 2011 release.
Eric, you're playing with two really awesome bands. And, you know, how's the tour going so far? And what's the reaction been like on this Carnage tour so far? Because I know you've just played one show. And, you know, how's it going so far on the tour?
Really good. Yeah, I mean, you know, we're going on a little bit earlier in most opening acts. The crowd is, well, it depends on who it is, but, you know, people are still getting there. And when we go on, it's good sized audience when we go on, so it seems like everybody's trying to see the whole show, which is pretty cool. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so far so good.
You played a tour earlier in the year with Megadeth and Exodus, and two really good bands. And how did that tour go for you?
That was a lot of fun too. We ended up putting that tour together because the Carnage tour was postponed to August, and of course we knew it was going to happen, but there's always that possibility that maybe, you know, maybe not. And so we, Megadeth and us, decided to go out and do some of the B markets, B and C markets that, you know, don't get to see shows, you know, not playing the, you know, like San Francisco or LA or stuff like that. We went and played, you know, the more obscure cities in between. And, yeah, it was good. I mean, that's a good lineup as well. Megadeth, Testament, Exodus. Mm-hmm. Megadeth and Testament both played.
Now, you got the original lineup back together a few years back, and also released the Formation of Damnation with most of the original members in the band, like you know, Alex Skolnick rejoining in the bass player and stuff like that. And, you know, how did you get this going again with these guys? How did these guys rejoin the band, and how did you get them back in the band?
Well, you know, it all started off with, you know, talks of doing a reunion tour, and which we ended up doing in 2005, and that was supposed to be for a festival in Europe called the Dynamo Open Air. And that turned into maybe we should do a couple shows before that and after, which turned into 10 days in May, mm-hmm. which turned into, you know, really, really good reviews, and turned into doing a DVD, turning into, you know, getting offers. This offer started, you know, coming in as they normally do. Testaments usually does pretty good worldwide. But, you know, with the original lineup, just really started charting. Sorry, GPS things throw me off. Started throwing a lot of offers our way. And so we ended up touring, basically, and it was a lot of touring. And while we're on touring, yeah, what was I just saying? Yeah, during the touring, we were like, it's about time to do a new record, you know. So that ended up turning into, you know, doing a new record. Mm-hmm. Which turned into a whole campaign to tour, do some festivals, and do Europe and America, which the Metal Masters fell in our lap. After that, we did a headlining tour. I mean, so we've pretty much done for the Formation so far over 200 shows. Mm-hmm.
Eric, you had a big hiatus between the gathering, or a big hiatus of new material between the gathering and the formation of Damnation. And I know you did the First Strike Still Deadly record with, you know, some of the re-recorded originals, and, you know, you ended up getting Zetro on it and stuff like that. And, you know, you had a big hiatus, and what was the reason for it? You know, why did the band take such a big hiatus, you know, for about 5, 6, 7, 8 years?
Well, Chuck got cancer, which was a pretty big thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, he had to go through that whole process, and the band as well, you know. That was a big thing, so that was a couple years.
Mm-hmm.
Not so much just a couple years for him, but, you know, I mean, to take it back and take a look at, you know, life and what we're doing and how we're doing it and whatnot, and different members coming in and talking about bringing, you know, the original line. I mean, there's a lot of things going on.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of personal things, health issues, member changes, changing of labels. So, yeah, I mean, that's basically, there was just there's a lot of chaos going on.
Mm-hmm.
We finally figured out what we wanted to do. We grabbed the bull by the horns and did it right.
Now, you guys are coming to Cleveland on this tour on the 18th of August. And, you know, talk about the city of Cleveland and your experiences playing here. And what are some of your memories about playing here in Cleveland over, say, the past, you know, 20, 25 years?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Cleveland rocks. I mean, it's a great crowd. You know, it's always kind of like a big entertainment place. It's more, isn't that kind of a college town?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it just seems that city never seems to age us, you know.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of funny in that sense. But, yeah, I mean, Cleveland's one of the cities where when we play, it's always a great turnout and a lot of fun.
Eric, you guys have been playing a lot of shows since the release of the formation of Damnation, and you did have a live album come out called Live in London back in 2005, and do you guys possibly plan on recording some shows on this tour and maybe releasing another live record coming up, you know, kind of in between studio albums?
Yeah, we're talking about actually trying to get some of the footage from this thing we're doing here on the Carnage, because we have a really, really cool... Live-wise, we have a really, really cool stage set. And, you know, the last DVD that we put out was when we just first about got back together, which was good, but we just, as a band, we've just really, really grown, and we're adding in stuff off the gathering, and we're playing a lot of stuff just across the board. So, you know, I think it would be a good idea. What we've been talking about is putting out, trying to put out another DVD for the new record.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be a lot of fun.
No, you've been playing music and doing this for a living for quite some time now. And when you look back at your career, you know, what are some of the things that you are the most proud of as a musician?
Things that I'm most proud of, I think now looking back at it all, just like you said, being consistent, you know, not having any regrets, you know, looking back, going, man, why did we jump on the grunge bandwagon, or,
mm-hmm.
you know, why did we start rapping, or, you know, we didn't do any of that stuff, so, I mean, there's no regret, you know, we're pretty proud of looking back at that. Things that I'm really proud of as far as, like, accomplishments, just being able to get over to places that I never thought we'd be able to play, like, you know, go to the Middle East and play Dubai, you know, being able to go back to places like Japan and Australia, places that a lot of bands that don't even get to go to. And just being able to keep our fan base. You know, we're not like a platinum band, but we're not like a small band.
Mm-hmm.
We've always been kind of in purgatory. And it's kind of not a bad place to be for metal, because, you know, metal, the music and the lyrical content and stuff is really about the struggle of life.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of keeping us checked to be be able to write that kind of music, you know. I don't know what kind of band Justin would be if we won the lotto, like Metallica or something.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, financially I'd be a lot happier.
Yeah.
But, so yeah, I don't know.
With the state of the music industry, Eric, and the way things are going these days, is it much harder for you to make a living basically doing what you're doing right now, you know, playing music and being in a band and recording albums? Is it much harder for you to make a living these days, or has it not really affected you that much?
It's pretty hard, you know. You have to pick and choose your battles, and, you know, the music business is such a cutthroat business as far as, you know, getting paid and royalties and record companies and, you know, gigs getting canceled, and I mean, it's really rolling the dice being in this kind of business. But,
yeah.
You know, I think we've kind of gotten through that era where it's like, you know, are we going to be able to stick around? I mean, it's basically up to us now. It's not up to, I don't think it's up to the record companies to pull the plug in our career or anything like that. We're kind of in charge of our own destiny.
Did it surprise you that the formation of Damnation charted pretty high in the Billboard charts? I believe it was in the top 50 or 60. And were you surprised by the fact you guys charted so high for a thrash metal band?
Yeah, especially the way record sales are now. You know, with all the downloading and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Could have been better or worse. It just happened to be what other bands were coming out with records at that same time. That makes a big difference, you know. So, yeah.
So, Eric, when these shows are over and you have some downtime, are you guys writing any songs for next record? Do you have plans to record the next record pretty soon? And, you know, talk about, you know, the upcoming album. Do you have any songs written? And what's going on with that after the tour is over?
I'm actually writing songs right now while I'm out here on the road. Music-wise, everything kind of starts to be. So, been rolling up my sleeves and, coming up with some ideas. You know, I've been thinking about ideas all along, ever since the last record, but right now I'm actually, you know, putting on that hat and that jacket and, you know, trying to become, make that happen. I have to make it happen, because when come September, I'm, you know, everybody's going to be like, okay, what are we doing? What do we got?
Yeah.
So the pressure's on. That's when I work the best, under pressure.
Mm-hmm.
I need Chuck to threaten to kick my ass to write music.
Eric, I notice you have a big hand in the production of these albums, and I notice a lot of bands these days are recording albums themselves and having them mixed. Like, for example, you guys are having your album mixed by Andy Sneap, but you're recording it yourself. And, you know, is this a trend for you, and why have you decided to do all the production yourselves and then, you know, send it off to a master sound engineer like Andy Sneap?
Well, after 24 years of doing records, I finally just got sick of having people come in that, you know, aren't musicians and, you know, fancy, snatchy this, snatchy that. It's like, I know what I want.
Mm-hmm.
So, basically, I would say since, demonic, right around that era, like 97, demonic, first Dragon Lord record, the top of the second Dragon Lord record, and the last record, I've basically produced and recorded most of the tracks on the records.
Mm.
And maybe some of my daddy to supervise me and make sure it all happens correctly.
Eric, one thing I've always wanted to ask you, and one of my favorite thrash metal albums of all time is The Gathering. And, you know, what was it like working with Dave Lombardo? Because I was just so astonished at just and so impressed about how well he played on that album and just how awesome he helped make that record. And what was it like for you to play with him and jam with him for the short period of time that you did? And, you know, how did that whole process happen with Lombardo, you know, even getting into the band to begin with?
No.
Yeah, you know, I think when I remember calling him up, because we had just gone through a lot of different drummers and stuff, and you know, Gene Hoagland did the Demonic record, and then we got a bunch of different drummers to tour with us and whatnot, and I came back and I was just like, you know what, I'm gonna call Lombardo up because I've seen him a couple times and I know Gripping was kind of having a rough road, and I just decided to call him up and see, you know, talk to him, and you know, I invited him up, told him I had a couple ideas, a couple songs, and I didn't put it to him as like, hey, join Testament. I was like, hey, let's jam, you know, what are you doing for a couple of days, let's jam, and we have a recording studio, let's jam some songs, and after we jam, we'll listen to them, and then, you know, as you can imagine, all the questions that you might have or I might have, we can listen to music and we can make the assumption at that point. So he came up, and I think the first two songs that I had the ideas for, basically for him too, it wasn't like I go, well, here's a riff, play a beat. He came in, and I was like telling him exactly what I wanted drum-wise.
Mm-hmm.
And I really, really put him under pressure because the first song was Fall of Cycledome, which is like black metal, double bass, and just total epic, you know, just crazy, you know, it's like every element of metal in that song, you know, and, he was telling me he hasn't played double bass in a long time, and he's had a lot of problems with it, and he's going through a stage where he just doesn't want to play like that anymore, and I was just like, yeah, come on, man. So we did it, and listened back to it, and he was just blown away. Like, I didn't like to play like that anymore. So it was that song, and it was Eyes of Wrath. And then, you know, we decided, let's do a record. But, you know, what are you doing for the next 6 months? Let's write this record, record it. And we were saying, well, what about touring? He goes, well, I don't know. You know, let's cross that bridge when we get there. So, luckily, you know, he didn't do the cycle, but we were able to do a U.S. tour with him.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a lot of fun. You know, we always knew it wasn't going to be a stint. He was also doing that thing with Mike Patton, not Mr. Bungle, but Phantomists. So, I mean, you know, he was kind of searching for himself for what he was doing. But I like to think that we kind of gave him a kick in the ass to live up to his name, which I'm sure he would agree with you on. And it's cool, I'm on tour with him now, and I see him, and he's just like, you know, just always gives me a hug, and like, damn, we had such a great time, didn't we? That was pretty cool.